I'm going to start by asking you a question. If you could please describe to me what a permanency pact is.
A permanency pact is basically it's a promise between a young person and their supportive adult, somebody that they feel connected to. And it basically outlines what the expectations are for the relationship, for a lifelong relationship. So Lupe, how would you describe our relationship?
I love this question. Well, my relationship clearly with you started during my internship, and that was in 2005. I think our relationship then, I just really looked up to you. Like, no one has ever empowered me like that before. And I never really saw my life kind of as like it had a message to offer someone else who was going through the situations that I was raised in. Being that I lived 20 years in foster care, I really do believe that, like, you're that person that I can go to when I am at my weakest, or if I want to celebrate something and nobody else around me is realizing that I want to celebrate something that I've accomplished. And to me, like, I feel like I've been able to create a definition for myself of what I dreamt an auntie is, and now I'm actually living that relationship.
What do you dream about?
Oh my gosh. Today, now that I have the ability to dream, I dream endlessly. When I was still in foster care, people bogged down those dreams for me, and I didn't even dream of graduating from college. And as you know, when I left the All-Star program was the year that I was going to graduate. And that was like a changing point for me because I didn't have anybody there. My sister just reconnected with me due to her pregnancy and her foster family turning their backs on her. It was a really hard time for me. She was sleeping on my couch. Like, so not only was I on the other side of the statistics in foster care, the less than 3% that have the ability and the perseverance, and we hope the support from others to get to that place where they can graduate from college. But I was also supporting the other part of foster care where the support wasn't there, and my sister got pregnant and her foster family turned their backs on her. And for me, it happened a month before graduation, and I really thought that I don't know if I have the energy to do it. And I reached out to three of the All-Star people, and you were one of them. You also helped me a couple months before graduation to help me find a job with benefits and to narrow down what job I'm going to take right out of college. Then I accomplished that. And I am, again, working for my brothers and sisters like you worked for us to build us up. I feel like I'm doing that definitely on a smaller scale. I kind of dream in near future tenses because I don't want to risk my dreams not coming true anymore. The dream that I'm talking about not coming true was having that stable family, that stable home while in care. And that was my biggest dream for a really long time. And to know that I have brought that with my friends and the foster club family, like, I know to make smaller dreams so that I can accomplish them and then dream bigger.
To me, it's great because I feel like, in a sense, it's how you've managed your own permanence. Mm-hmm. You've taken the positive.
Yeah.